说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Hello, you're listening to a newbie lesson on Chinese pod. My name's Di Lu.
Hey guys, I'm John.
Today we're going to order some noodles.
Right, so noodles, that's the key word, right?
Mian, mian, M-I-A-N, fourth tone.
Okay, mian. Now, ordinarily, if you just walk into a restaurant and be like, I want to order mian, they're going to be like, well, we have 20 kinds, which one do you want, right?
Yeah, that can be very complicated.
But this situation and this dialogue is much simpler, don't worry.
Oh, because you only have one kind of mian.
Yeah, so what's the situation? It's when you're on a plane and they're like, we have rice and we have noodles.
Yes, so you can just simply say, I want to have noodles.
All right, so that's coming right up. We're going to listen to the dialogue three times.
Dialogue first time.
先生，你想吃什么？
我想吃面。
好的。等一下，
谢谢。
Second time，
先生，你想吃什么？
我想吃面。
好的，等一下，
谢谢。
Third time，
先生，你想吃什么？
我想吃面。
好的，等一下。
谢谢。
Now the translation.
先生，你想吃什么？
Sir, what would you like to eat?
先生，你想吃什么？
What would you like to eat, sir?
先生，你想吃什么？我想吃面。
I'd like to eat noodles.
我想吃面。
I'd like to eat noodles.
我想吃面。好的，等一下。
Okay, wait a moment.
好的，等一下。
Sure, just a moment.
好的，等一下。谢谢。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Thanks.
谢谢。
All right, so the guy got his noodles, but this request, this question, saying what you want, this is what we're covering.
It's very important. Otherwise, you may get some random stuff that you don't want.
Right, so the first step, of course, is to recognize the question.
So the flight attendant says, 先生，你想吃什么？先生，你想吃什么？
So the flight attendant addresses the guy as
先生，先生， the first tone and neutral tone.
Okay, so that's X-I-A-N, 先, and then 生 is S-H-E-N-G, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so this means sir or mister.
You can address any adult male that way.
Okay, so she's being polite. She addresses the guy as 先生, and then she asks him,
你想吃什么？你想吃什么？
All right, so the first word is
你, N-I, third tone.
And that means you, right?
Yes, 你, 你想吃什么？
Okay, so the first word 你 means you, and the second word is
想, X-I-A-N-G, third tone.
Okay, 想, and this means would like to, want to.
Yes. And then we have the key verb 吃, 吃, C-H-I, first tone.
Okay, 吃, that means to eat, right?
Yes. 你想吃什么？你想吃什么？
All right, and 什么 is what, right?
Yes. You may notice that the order in Chinese and in English are totally different.
Yeah, in English we start off with the word what. What do you want to eat? What would you like to eat? In Chinese, it comes at the end.
Yes. 你想吃什么？你想吃什么？
So literally, you would like to eat what?
Exactly.
And it's the same order for a question or for a statement. So in this case, it's a question. So we have the word 什么, meaning what. And that's second tone, neutral tone, right?
Yes. 什么.
Okay, now we have this question. And like I said, the sentence order doesn't change for a statement. So we're going to see the exact same sentence order in the answer.
Well, but to answer that question, you need to change the subject of the sentence.
Okay, so we start off with
我, W-O, third tone.
So that means I.
Yes. Remember, if you want to say that word, you need to go down and up.
Okay, third tone, 我.
Very good.
So the person says,
我想吃面.
Okay, so we have a new word at the end, which is
面, M-I-A-N, fourth tone. John, it's not a new word. We've talked about that in the intro.
Oh, right. Okay, but our listeners might have forgotten. So, 面, fourth tone, that's the one we mentioned before listening to the dialogue.
Mm, and it means noodles. 面.
So, the whole sentence is
我想吃面.
I'd like to eat noodles.
Mm.
All right. And then the flight attendant's response is
she says, 好的. 等一下。
So this is basically two set phrases which are very useful and you'll hear a lot. So the first one is
好的。
And it means okay.
Yeah, easy. 好的。
Sure thing, okay. So 好的, what are the tones there?
It is third and neutral. 好的。 Sometimes you can drop the 的 even.
And you'll hear that a lot. People are saying that everywhere all day long in China.
Well, you guys say okay all the time.
Yeah. So it's just as common as okay.
Mm.
And then the other set phrase is
等一下.
So it means wait a moment.
Right.
So the word for wait is
等, D-E-N-G, third tone, 等一下.
Okay, and then 一下 means to do something briefly, you know, for a moment.
Mm. Let's remember that as set phrase.
Yeah, it's a good idea to remember it as a set phrase. So again, it is
等一下.
So E is Y-I, second tone, and then 下, X-I-A, fourth tone, right?
You got it. 好的,等一下.
All right, so then the polite passenger says
谢谢. X-I-E, fourth tone, and the second one is the neutral tone.
So first, fourth tone, and then neutral.
Yes, you're right. 谢谢.
Okay, 谢谢. Thank you.
Mm.
All right, let's listen to that dialogue three more times.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Chinese Pod Trivia. Our first question is, how long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the Chinese Pod app? Is it A, the rest of your life, B, you should already be an intermediate speaker, C, 3 months, or D, ChinesePod has an app?
You should already be in.
Ooh, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now to register for your access to over 4,000 lessons. Get the ChinesePod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
Dialogue first time.
先生,你想吃什么?
我想吃面。好的,等一下。谢谢。
Second time.
先生,你想吃什么?
我想吃面。好的,等一下。谢谢。
Third time.
先生,你想吃什么?
我想吃面。好的,等一下。谢谢。
John, I have a question for you.
All right.
Did you notice that they usually offer two kinds of things on the plane?
You mean food?
Yes, It's either noodles or rice.
Yeah, usually there's like two kinds of meats and then noodles and rice. And there's some combination, right?
What do you pick?
It depends on my mood. Although I think I usually go with the rice because the noodles are so often really bad. Don't you think so?
It depends on the airlines as well.
Yeah, you know? I guess.
The reason I'm bringing it up is just because if you take a flight to China, they offer you those two kinds of food just because this is two main food Chinese people eat.
Oh, yeah, because some Chinese people prefer one over the other, so they always want to offer both options. Is that right?
Yes, there's a kind of stereotype that the southerners prefer rice while the people from the north prefer noodles.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Is that true?
I told you it's a kind of stereotype.
So do you prefer rice? You're a southerner.
Depends on my mood.
Yeah, you do. I think you do.
What do you have on the American Airlines?
I don't even know. We have rice, we have noodles, but I don't think there's a kind of north-south divide over that issue. But I have noticed one time I went on a business trip years ago, and one of my coworkers is a southerner. She's from Ningbo, a city in China, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the north, and we had noodles every day with every meal.
Is she upset?
And she started getting really upset. She's like, I have to eat rice. I can't go so long without eating rice. And she actually requested our host to find rice for her so that she could go on living.
Wow. It's good to know that people have preferences of food.
Yeah, so these airline choices are for a good reason, I think.
Mm. Oh, forget a very important thing. How do you say rice in Chinese?
All right, so we know that noodles are...
Mian. Mian.
So if you want to say, I want to eat noodles, we say...
我想吃面。我想吃面。
So then the word for rice is...
Fan. Fan. F-A-N. Forced tone.
Okay, so fan is rice. So of course the sentence, I want to eat rice, is...
我想吃饭。我想吃饭。
All right, so we hope that's useful to you. If there are any questions we have not covered, you can come to ChinesePod.com and ask us.
All right, then we'll see you next time.
再见。
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.ChinesePod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0852.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0852 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0852.